here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show and standing out in the field with John Walsh, who is a GrainCo, who is with GrainCo FS, and we are standing in the middle of Monsanto's Field Scripts operation here in Decatur, Illinois. John, first of all, tell me a little bit about your position and what you do for GrainCo.
I'm actually one of the seed sales agronomists for GrainCo FS, so and I also got certified to be in field scripts with our dealership. Our dealership is a little bit unique in the fact that we kind of broke it up into three different segments. I'm kind of the sales lead. You know, my job is kind of go get new prospects and interview growers, and then we also have an equipment lead because we also have our own in-house precision dealership. And then the third segment of our dealership is actually one of the gals in the office who does most of the importing of the data and the soil tests and all the information into the SST summit and that type of thing. So instead of, burdening one person with everything, you know, we kind of split it up and it seems to have worked very well. So, you know, once we get kind of past the sales portion of it, then I kind of hand it off to the next person and they go right on down the line. So.
Well, we can talk specifically sales, but first of all, where is your dealership located?
Our dealership is in, our main office is in LaSalle County. Our general geography of our dealership encompasses mostly Kendall, Grundy, and LaSalle County. You know, we extend a little bit, you know, outside those counties, but that's pretty much the core of it.
Well, you talked about being certified with Field Scripts. How did that certification take place and, what were the pros and cons of that education?
Yeah, well, we had to go out last October for the first time out to Huxley, Iowa, and kind of get the initial process going. And then we went back last February, I believe, of 2013 and actually went through the certification process. So all three of us were there. We all got certified. It's not a dealership certification. It's actually, each individual gets certified.
Okay, so wherever you go.
Yeah, right, yeah. So if you want to get, we've actually just hired two more people to our precision farming department, so we will be getting those certified as well.
So what led you to the decision to get the certification? What led you to see the significance in it?
I go back to having the precision planting piece already with us, and it looked like it was going to be an easy fit. You know, and I like the fact that, you know, my main job is with the seed portion of it. This was going to be able to differentiate us from a lot of other seed dealers. I mean, you know, you can buy that same bag of seed, you know, at several different places, but this was a way for our dealership to differentiate itself. And we try to every year come up with a new idea for our seed dealership to help do that, to add more value, within the company and for our salesmen and our internal salesmen as well, to give them another tool that maybe somebody, one of the other surrounding dealers, doesn't have. So, you know, it's just another way of, you know, adding value to our farmers' seed purchases. You know, they kind of went hand in hand.
Well, you talked about you're in sales. How has the selling point been with the growers? You know, what's been their feedback? What was your selling point to get them kind of interested in the idea?
Sure. I mean, it was a process. You know, it was they call it groundbreakers for a reason. Yeah. You know. So I mean, we had targeted a few guys, a couple of them that, or at least one of them I can think of that I really thought would do it, kind of fell through. But the ones that you could tell, like with one of our growers is actually here today. I mean, he was all for it. I mean, he was almost begging us to do it, asking us to do it. So, you know, it was kind of a mixed bag the first year. I think with some of the requirements for this coming year, maybe getting a little more lenient, I think we'll have a lot more feedback on it. We've already kind of set some internal goals to see how many we could get this year. So, you know, we've got some lofty goals set, but we'll see how it goes.
Well, with those that those groundbreakers, as you said, that jumped on the bandwagon and were able to use this developing technology, what's been their feedback? What have they said?
So far, so good, really. I mean, you know, I think once you got everything into place and got all the legwork done on it, once they got to the field, from what I'm getting feedback and everything, it went very well. So I think that's going to hopefully snowball into some of the growers who aren't into it yet, and they're going to start seeing this and hear more about it. Obviously, Monsanto's doing a big launch on it now, so they're going to see a lot of media exposure to it now. But overall, you know, and I talked to our equipment guy here the last couple days about it, too, to get his feedback and from the growers, and he more or less said what I said, you know, or told me what I told you, that, you know, once everything got into place and it went very well once they got to the field, so...
Thank you for taking a few minutes to chat with me. Once again, talking with John Walsh, who is a GrainCo dealer and is specialized in field scripts operations here with Monsanto. Once again, at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, I'm Jamie Johansson.